Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Tori, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today is Friday, February 10th. Hi, Tori.
Thank God it's Friday.
Thank God it's Friday. We're here and so are you. Thank you all for listening. We appreciate that. I saw on my app it would start raining at 10 a.m. And sure enough,
it was
10
nice.
A.m. and it's starting to rain.
This weather's becoming like,
you know what? I don't mind it. This is winter. You know?
No, I love it. I mean, the weather, the predictions are so good.
Yeah, I know.
Oh my God.
I know. But I never believe them beyond a few hours ahead. Yeah. You know, they really don't get it right. I don't know what they're
I also about. Seriously, and I'm a very smart person, don't 100% get how they figure it out in the future.
Well,
I know it's like wind pattern,
right.
Something like
that's because you're weak on geography.
Something about the clouds.
Exactly.
Okay.
But plus, airplanes report the weather.
Oh, but it's like when they're like a 7-day forecast in the future. I'm like,
yeah, that's bullshit.
How the fuck? But
yeah, the 7 day is bullshit.
I mean, like, how do they know that? Can you tell me what? Am I going to get the job I went out for my audition? Tell me 7 days in advance that I get it.
That's what I'm saying. I mean,
they can't. No, they must know.
They can't predict tomorrow, for crying out loud. You know, half the time it's wrong.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, and then they look at weather at other places in the world, and they figure that weather system is going to get here.
Yes.
It's going to come here and all that stuff. So I don't know. I guess we're pretty sophisticated now in how we measure.
Yeah, we've got
that.
Something like a Doppler 80,000.
Right.
That's a satellite. I get it. I'm not stupid. You know what I mean?
No, I don't think anybody tried to say
you
are.
Right. No, but I'm saying, I'm not like, it's not an idiot about the weather patterns. I'm just saying it's crazy that this is the only industry that's like, here's in the future.
Right. That's true. Yeah. I wonder if they still use weather balloons, you know, now that they have all the satellites
and everything.
That's right.
Remember that weather balloon boy?
Yeah.
And it was all a hoax? That was a mistake.
I know. Remember
how is that going to go well?
I don't know.
Lord have mercy.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah. Right? So many people doing dumb things.
I know. Well, it is Friday, folks, and we're excited to be here. Tori, I missed your show last night.
That's okay.
I'm sure it did, even though I wasn't there to bless it. The thing is that my companion couldn't come. So I thought, you know what? I've had it with going places like that alone. It's not fun.
You know, I could not understand more.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
I totally understand.
So, but I wish I... do they videotape it? I mean, can we see it?
You know, there's no videotape and you're not allowed to, which sucks because I had a great set and they gave me 10 minutes and I was right before the headliner. And the publicist that was here... I invited her and she came with her boyfriend.
Really?
Yeah.
How cool.
So she was, so there was some cool, and it was all industry night and I wore a very short dress.
Ah.
Almost to the
point. Were you trying to buy the audience there?
Very much so, but I announced it like immediately. I was like, all right, this isn't appropriate. So you can see it on Facebook or Instagram at Doors and Sardines. I took a picture and I'm like, you could almost see, you could impregnate me by looking at me.
Really?
It's very short.
Well, everybody run to Instagram.
And Doors and Sardines, guys.
Right.
Go ahead.
So, I mean, did you feel comfortable or uncomfortable?
Absolutely not, but I made it a bit, and that made it perfect.
Really?
It could not have been funny. I talked about, you could see my potential zygotes. Like,
wow.
I was very, like, funny. And then, and then as soon as I did that, right when I walked in, right, and I opened onto the stage, pulling down at the dress.
Right.
So the whole thing is now every girl's been that girl that feels like it's too short, and I'm immediately on their side.
Wow, that's a good idea.
And I'm not doing it to use them, but it is a way to, like, get into their... sympathies.
Yeah,
like,
you got to think a little behind.
Yeah, you got to be smart
scenes,
about
you know?
It. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
And know how to get to their head. You can't just walk out there and hope they'll laugh.
Yeah, because a lot of comics will come out and be like, hey, everyone, my name is blah, blah, blah. What's going on tonight? How you guys feeling? And like,
right.
I'm
it's
already
always the
not
same,
interested
right?
in what you're saying.
Right.
So I usually go like, sometimes I'll be like, what up, motherfucker? Or usually I have a Jameson shot and I'll be like, let's drink. Everyone's taking an uphill battle. And I just try and get the room together.
Uh-huh.
So you can be strategy. You can use strategy for it.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
So did you feel good about it?
Oh,
did you feel confident?
Kill, man.
Really?
And I was 30 seconds before going on. And she's like, you have 10 minutes instead of 6.
Ah,
and for, cool. I know that's hard to imagine, but that 30 seconds is long when you're
doing
stand-up.
It is, right?
Because you have to organize the joke.
So you have to come up with
so
another
4 minutes more. Of material
wow.
and And the whole time I was so worried about telling a Donald Trump joke and this, should I do this, should I not? I added it in and it went great. It went fine.
Good.
It was about moisturizer on his face.
Yeah, you are in LA. You can tell.
Yeah, but it was funny because it was all just about like Kellyanne Conway, like their face and how like windblown they constantly look. Like they're very poor skin issues on the White House.
I know.
Maybe Trump, it's Bannon, a GOP and thing, Kellyanne. Right? What's with the road rash?
Yeah.
On your face.
I don't know. Maybe they all don't know how to shave or something.
I
don't know.
Say they had to exfoliate with like a Nature's Valley granola bar.
Right.
It's really rough, man.
I know.
But yeah, so, it went very well.
Yeah, so there were a lot of pretty women there. And
oh my God, so many pretty
women. What's the name of the woman that organizes it?
Lisa Sunstead.
Yes, Lisa.
And she's my teacher. And right. She runs Pretty Funny Women. And I got to tell you, it's the most consistent lineup ever. It's from top to bottom a great lineup.
Really?
And the girls killed it last night.
I know. I so hate to miss it.
And they're hot.
But let me ask you this. Why don't they, the venue... or not the venue, but why don't they allow like the organizers to videotape it and show it later, you know? So
why do you think
they want you to be there?
You have to be at the store,
right? But what I'm saying is there's a lot of people that are not in LA. Also, if it's a couple months down the road, it doesn't really matter.
I agree. Like, so at Flappers, the other place I go a lot in Burbank, they videotape you every single time and you can buy it, and it's a great idea.
Yeah.
The store wants you to feel very organic and that you're just there to see it. There. Yeah.
No, I get it. I get it.
But
they can also,
they
can also throw in a couple of commercials for the venue, and it would be worth it for them too. It what I'm saying is, you know, ever since I started the station and we archive everything, I go, God, so many things just go to waste. You know, everything that's live and doesn't get recorded is really wasted.
Yeah.
You know,
or
what I'm
is it just life?
Okay.
No, it could be wasted too. I get you.
But you get to collect things.
That's
too,
true.
You know?
And I think that's important to having the, like, my husband takes his like iPhoto organization really seriously,
right?
So that he is back up and can go through the memories, and mine is just a mess,
right? And so is mine.
But
then when you go on Facebook, they organize it for you already,
nice,
right? They remind
you
8 years later or whatever, and they do it for you
every morning. When I turn on my phone and Facebook and it says 8 years ago and it shows me thinner and doing something better, I'm always like, fuck you, Facebook.
That's funny,
whatever.
I know.
Oh, God.
I know. But it is cool, although we leave tracks on there of our entire life. But you have to do it somewhere. And I figure you do it in
Make
the cloud and it stays forever, you know?
Cloud. Yeah.
Yeah. Because the problem is when we were backing it up on our computers and hard drives, I still have it, but go find it.
Yeah.
Now,
and also, you're going to set that up to go through that? All
exactly,
right. Enjoy.
You know?
Yeah.
So
it's called hard drive for a reason. It's just hard. The whole day, I'm like, is this it? Where's the plug?
Do you know why it's called a hard drive?
Wait, let me find out. I think it's because something is not like I don't know. I'm making things up.
I'll explain to you. Before there were hard drive, there were floppy disks.
That's right. They were floppy.
Remember those that you stick in and out CDs, right?
I'd play my games, my Lemmings games and my Zelda. Yeah.
So those were
Oregon Trail.
So those were soft and bendable.
So these are hard disks.
Yes, and it's
hard
a plate
drive
that's like made of metal and stuff.
Right, okay.
So it's different.
Okay.
The other ones were made of magnetic film or something. You know,
I was in sixth grade, and that's, I don't know, 1992-ish.
Uh-huh.
And I was in a computer lab and doing extreme typing with that. They cover your hands and playing games. And man, has that come in handy.
Really?
They taught us typing very early.
They taught you typing.
Yeah. Very, very, very early on. And also they introduced the internet to us and named it Gladys. Because they were like, don't be frightened. This is Gladys is your friendly librarian that can search anywhere in the world. And I'm like, is this the internet?
That's interesting to hear about how it's
introduced in education, right?
To younger people.
Yeah, and the head of our school, we called all our teachers by their first name. The head of our school is named Gladys. So they wanted it to be this just like kind of like teacher aspect. So they introduced it as Gladys. Isn't that interesting?
Wow, very interesting. Yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, yeah, the history of computers is very interesting. I took typing when I was in college for typewriters, you know, because I was in business.
Right.
You had to learn how to.
Right.
So they had those videos and stuff and showed you how
that's
to.
That's a confusing machine.
Yeah.
If you make a mistake, forget it. There's some kind of, you have to, like, turn around and spit. Like,
there was, like,
thing.
A back with whiteout and things like that.
Yeah, and then you're going back, but then over. I'm like, what is going on?
Right. It's
someone
very,
needs.
Yeah, and you don't know how long the row's going to, the line's going to be.
Yeah.
Each line,
it's
you know.
It's very weird.
Yeah. So, yeah, typewriters were very weird, but that was all you had.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
And
yeah,
I know that
so
sound.
Thankfully I knew how to type because a lot of people never learn how to
That's
type.
What I'm saying.
And to this day, they're
terrible.
With their index
exactly.
Fingers,
and I find out I get more jobs in the interview when they ask about like computers, and I'm like, I have an 80 words per minute. I'm really computer proficient. That gets me over the hump.
Wow.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Well, I don't know how fast I type, but
I type fast and with yeah. purpose.
You see, the thing is, you can type faster now than you could with typewriters, because the typewriter there was a little delay for the thing to come up and hit.
Yeah, that was you a know, the funky paper ass stuff, machine. Right? It was like chinga ching.
So you couldn't type that fast.
No,
you know,
very strange machine. I feel like pencil would have been easier at yeah. that point. Pencil and eraser.
But you understand that because of the way the typewriter is built, that's why our keyboards are the way they are.
Sure,
it's not
sure.
like ABCD.
Of course.
Because they didn't want them to hit each other on certain words and stuff. So they separated common letters from being
I
next
see.
To each other. And stuff.
So you have room.
Right.
In your I see.
So those things like come
QWERTY.
From both sides. Yeah.
yeah.
The QWERTY.
The game keyboard, I was yeah. taught for typing was called QWERTY.
Yeah.
And it took me a good 25, 30 years. No, I'm kidding. It took me like 10 years to realize it was after
it was the
first letters
the
on the yeah on the left. Do you want to know the longest letter word you can type using only your left hand on the keyboard?
No, tell me.
Isn't this fascinating?
Yeah, I'd like to know. Only with your
okay.
left.
Stewardesses.
Ah.
You guys are welcome.
Yeah. That's true, right? Yeah, a lot
I
of
have
S's.
So, that's so useless information.
But it's cool to know.
Very cool.
They would never ask you that on the
no.
Jeopardy.
No.
But it's
no one would ever need to know that information, but on like a bad date or a bad party, it will get
exactly.
you through.
Exactly. It's great trivia.
Trivia.
Great trivia, you see? And mm-hmm. It's important to know that.
Dude, I don't think it
when
is.
When you go to the trivia games.
Like, what important piece of information have I lost because that came into my brain and stuck? You know what I mean?
Oh, wow, that's funny. So, the thing is, we brought up yesterday Rosie O'Donnell doing Bannon, right?
Uh-huh.
I mean, today I looked
yes.
at pictures side by side, and she looks just like
okay,
her,
did you see
know?
What she posted?
No.
Her photoshopped herself in
Oh, is
Bannon.
That what I saw that?
Yeah,
that's what I saw, yeah.
Oh, she is dying to do this. You know yeah. that also, that's his biggest enemy is Rosie O'Donnell.
Even
during
Trump's,
a debate.
Right?
Yeah, even during a debate. So this would be just...
Wow.
Ugh. A
He's
sharp
gonna try to
sting,
sue her.
Sir. Oh, my God.
Right?
He'll literally, I think, throw a full-on temper tantrum.
Yeah.
Which
wow,
is funny
I mean,
because...
If the press secretary has reacted the way he is, imagine Donald Trump.
What did I say?
Yeah,
100
or
bucks, 10 bucks, Spicer's out of there and within a month. And then Bannon won't go anywhere because he helped him like win the whole thing.
Yeah, and he's
But
tough
this is not going to be good with Rosie.
Yeah. You think they're going to do it? You think they'll hire her?
1,000%.
Yeah, right?
SNL and politics ever since, you know, and it's always been that way. But when SNL had Tina Fey doing Sarah Palin, and it was so crazy how, like, similar, the jokes on Sarah Palin were so accurate that became the news cycle. What they did that night on Saturday became the next news cycle. And
right.
we're still talking about it. And
yeah.
it might not even happen.
That's
so
true, yeah.
Saturday Night Live is very important politically because it's the way the country's viewing Washington.
Yeah. But it shows you the difference also from how the country used to be, because I remember when Chevy Chase would do Gerald Ford.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Fall
and
down
he would fall
time.
Down
yeah,
and stuff and
yeah,
trip.
Yeah.
And that wasn't mean, you know? Today it's all mean stuff, you know?
I don't think it's mean. It's just parody. It's parody. And they always did parody. Like, remember when they did... Dana Carvey did George
Bush.
H.W. Yeah.
Right.
And he made him to be just like, I can't play. It's a parody.
Right.
And
it's
so
a parody.
It's never mean. It's just satirical. And that's
That was then. That's all I'm saying is that was then. Today, I think with Alec Baldwin, you know, I think they're being a lot more, you know, maybe, I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe because the rival is different.
Yeah.
Today,
and maybe the polarization is different. Yeah.
Right.
And also because I think he's doing some crazy ass things that they yeah. have to go that far.
Exactly, and a lot of things you can laugh about too.
Yeah, like it's great
of.
For them. I mean, this they
That's
could
true.
Run on this forever. Then there's rumors that Billy Baldwin will play Eric Trump,
right?
The son,
yeah,
which
saying
I'm
that
saying,
yesterday.
Which will be so funny.
Yeah, that would be funny, right?
I just hope they get real interesting characters. It's a great, great move.
Yeah.
Whoever came up with Melissa McCarthy, whether it was her idea and she wrote Lorne Michaels, or he saw her and said you should do it, was brilliant.
Yeah. Huh? So you think she's going to be a regular now doing that?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. it took like, oh, we're still discussing it. And it was yeah. almost a week ago.
Yeah.
That's a great sketch. And that's probably one of the best sketches in SNL's.
Really?
It'll be remembered as just a legendary sketch. Yeah.
Wow.
It was one of the best in a long, long time. And she killed it. She killed it. So, wow. Yeah. Hmm. Very good.
Well, this is stuff I can probably catch. It's taped, right?
Yeah.
I always say that, but I mean, there's so much stuff I have to watch now that I forget.
No, that, oh, you should watch that. It's very funny. Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe I'll watch it live Saturday night. We'll see.
Yeah,
it's still on at 11:30, right?
Yeah. And she, there's a part where, like, did you know he, like, swallows gum whole?
Who does?
Sean Spicer.
Oh, really?
He swallows, for years and years and years, he eats cinnamon gum, like a pack a day, and swallows them.
Really?
Which is like, yeah, completely bewildering, right?
It is.
So she takes the gum and just like smashes it. I mean, she's just, it's a parody.
Yeah.
So it's one step too far.
So they,
you know,
exaggerate everything.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it's not mean. It's just, I mean, that's a weird habit.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, I talked to my doctors and they said it's okay. And I'm like, how is that okay? Every day you swallow a pack of gum? Hot cinnamon? What a weirdo.
I know. That's very weird. Who swallows gum other than 40-year-olds?
Yeah.
They don't know what to do with it.
Pack a day.
Wow.
What else?
Yeah. So I guess we were talking yesterday about Kellyanne Conway.
Yeah.
Telling people to buy Ivanka Trump,
yeah,
stuff, right?
Now someone's getting in trouble.
Right? So she had to apologize to Trump now because I guess this is like a no-no. Like,
oh,
you said, she was promoting
she
and pushing the product.
She violated ethics laws all over the place.
All over the place.
And she genuinely probably had no idea she wasn't supposed to.
Right.
Which is idiotic.
Because
her
head is
that.
Up her ass.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, that's stupid. So she, in the press conference, I literally left the radio station and was watching in the car the press conference, and someone asked Sean Spicer, what about Kellyanne, the first question, endorsing a product on the White House with her being in a federal office? And he said, oh, she's being counseled. And so that was like the sign that she,
yeah.
So then all of a sudden the ethics committee in the House is going crazy, and there might be, there's a probe already into it, an investigation into it. I mean, you really can't do that.
Yeah,
you can't
right?
do that. And you're going to get censured or you're going to get in trouble.
I
so
know.
She
They're
going
to have so much conflict of interest. It's not even funny, you
no,
know?
No, no,
it's
no.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah. So that's cool.
Yeah.
So, but it's interesting to see when, you know, to see her get, her, you know, eating humble pie, and she's going to have to.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a big, big no-no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. They're still learning, I guess.
Yeah, apparently a lot of them can't figure out. They're understaffed at the West Wing, and they can't. A lot of them can't figure out the light switches, and so many meetings are being held in the dark. That's what the source says.
You gotta
just, I swear
me.
To God,
it
look it up.
Real.
It's a lot of them say in the meetings, no one can figure out the lighting situation, so it's just being in the dark. And I'm like, what a funny metaphor. They're just stumbling around in the dark.
Funny metaphor. That's true, huh?
Oy vey.
That's how you look at it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So I guess in Illinois, people are preparing for zombies now.
Oh.
And it's a real thing. So, I mean, this
Wait,
is the
just,
government
is it
now.
Just like just the zombies only like, okay. like Illinois?
All right. So, okay. Well, first, that was a good question. But the, a better question would be,
okay.
what the fuck?
Okay.
Right?
Let's start again. What the fuck?
What the fuck? Okay. Let's understand that at first. So, the thing is, what they're saying is they call it zombie prepared this month. But essentially, what they want to do is prepare people for natural disaster.
Oh, okay. So they're making a play on it, but it should be just
exactly.
I see. Okay.
So, you know, put some food away and water
I
and
see.
Supplies
so
and
this
things
is to
like
get
that.
You actually prepared.
Exactly. So this is probably how they got, you know, people's attention and
yeah,
stuff.
Like we're
talking
about
zombie
yeah.
apocalypse and all that stuff, you know. So that's pretty funny.
Yeah, so
right?
that's just Illinois, though?
That's just Illinois, a House resolution.
How cute. So they're just getting a prepared, good for them.
Yeah, you know. So they're talking about tornadoes and,
yeah, yeah.
and natural disasters
I was
and
just
stuff.
Thinking, what natural disaster is happening in Illinois? And then I think tornadoes do go through that.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so that's true. And
major
I guess
tornadoes.
You can get to people through with zombies. I mean, they seem to... A lot of people seem to think it's real.
Yeah, here's my question. Like, why did that become a thing?
Yeah, I know.
Like, right?
Well, I've asked that of authors that talk about
right.
zombies and stuff.
It's just and fascinating to people.
It is, you know, because you don't die. You know,
yeah.
it's like you sort of come back. People are fascinated by that.
Yeah, I guess.
And
I never really, like, yeah, got on board.
I know.
Board.
I don't
weird.
Get on it. Because
the vampire craze also kind of was like,
right.
wow.
Vampire, same thing.
And how
you know?
Sexy they were. I was
right.
like, I'm never, like, attracted.
But people say they're attracted to their ability to live forever.
I see.
And
the
why youthfulness
is that sexy? Oh, I see. Because they don't age.
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah. Plus,
yeah.
they made it look sexy. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
they,
I
think somebody at a certain point decided, hey,
yeah,
we're
they
gonna
are going to do
vampires
it. These guys
be
suck
like
the
really
blood.
Sexy.
How is that?
Right.
I don't get it.
True. True. But those are horror stories, and maybe people find it
titillating.
Yeah, I mean, which brings us to 50 Shades.
Here we go.
Right?
I mean, segue.
Yeah, you know, I mean, there's two like main stories about it. And so we'll talk about the story first, then we'll talk about how terrible they're saying the movie is. But
I know, and you know I'm a big, big fan.
Yes.
There's not such a good review going on. This 8% so far on Rotten Tomatoes.
Really? Is that the critics or the... Well, it hasn't come out yet, so it
right.
Can't
so to
be
know it's critics that have seen
critics.
A screening.
Oh my God, 8%!
It's gonna be a garbage pile right. heap. So, but I'm gonna love every second of it.
Right. So this is mostly for the people that read the book.
Yeah.
And figure what the hell I'm gonna see it anyway.
Yeah.
It doesn't
apparently,
matter.
It's like real bad. Like the dialogue. Yeah. She's like, I don't want you to put that up my butt.
Really?
Yeah. Now you're like, now I'm interested.
No, not really. I mean, that's terrible.
It's very like, but that's how so the book is written. It's not a well-written book.
Right.
But it's like fun to read. But you can't translate that trash into a script.
It's a good.
It's got to be. So you got to write a better screenplay than that.
Right.
So I think
and apparently they haven't.
Well, the screenwriter also turned out to be because she was such E.L. James was such a protector. She like hated the first director, Sam Taylor Johnson. So she finally allowed a screenplay writer, her husband.
Oh, wow.
So
there you go. How's that working out for you, E.L. James?
Interesting. What's funny, I just got where the Alec Baldwin, what we were talking about on SNL, he just tweeted, all we're doing now is repeating back exactly what he says. It's not even a parody anymore on
That's
SNL.
True, right?
So now it's just, he says it's all real. We're just saying what he's saying.
Right.
That's
it's
so
funny.
Interesting. Yeah.
Wow.
Funny. Interesting.
Yeah. So with 50 Shades, if you've lived under a rock for the past 10 years, maybe, right? I mean, that's about as long as it's been around, I think.
I think it's shorter than that.
Shorter than
maybe,
that?
Yeah,
okay, 5 years.
Yeah, something around there.
Whatever. There's been a series of 50 Shades of Grey, which is about a kinky relationship between a guy and a woman. Mm-hmm. And he's, I guess, a millionaire, right? He's very rich.
Very
successful.
Rich. Christian Grey.
Right. So it's all like a perfect situation for a woman to fall into.
And then he says, do you want to see my playroom?
Yeah, and he shows her, and it happens to be a BDSM kind of room.
That's right.
And which they equate with the word kink.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they're saying the difference between, I don't know, I saw it somewhere, between a kink and perversion is one using a feather, one using the whole chicken.
Oh, God. That's such a good point.
You know what I'm saying? But at any rate, so they're asking, is this movie like a boon or bust for couples exploring kink, you know? So they're starting to really investigate if this is really like helping or not helping.
Right now, there is a lot of protests out there about this that just came out today,
really?
Too. They're saying it's abusive, it harbors bad habits, it's bad in terms of like he's a dominant,
right,
which means that he likes to be in charge, completely in control, and some women love being submissive,
right.
And so it works out that way. It's all consensual, they have safe words, it's actually all about boundaries and like how far you'll go. To me, it's like some people like it, then let them do whatever the hell they want to do.
Exactly.
So
you don't have to,
it's none of your business.
Exactly.
You know?
You don't have to judge or anything.
Yeah.
You know, but at the same time,
who is it hurting? Get
But people try to understand why people do this, why they go that way.
Some people
that
like
route,
tickling,
you know?
Some people like being in a furry costume. Go, who
That's
cares?
True, but this is like a whole thing, you know. So I mean, look, it's like I've seen it, but I still don't understand it because there's pain involved. So people are saying, you know, it's like it's about fear and lust and
it's a lot
sex
of
at the same
and
time
and a lot of adrenaline. It's Pleasure. A lot of like junkies that have like that adrenaline rush for that.
Right.
It's very sexy to some people to get that. And it's not, it some people are very little dominant submissive. Some people go all the way to having like whips.
Right.
But what's interesting is fantasies of everyone are really complicated.
Right.
So this is just happens to be a power between the dominant and the submissive. That's the sexy part of it for people,
right.
Is the power relationship. It's less about like, I mean, yeah, there are punishments, but it's supposed to be about the power struggle, which is
right,
sex.
Exactly.
Right.
And just imagine what a movie would be like if it was the reverse. reverse. What if the woman was the dominant?
Yeah, I'm sure there has
Because I
been.
Think that happens a lot.
Oh, my God. You know? Men love Some men love being
submissive. Yeah, because they're dominant during their day.
Uh-huh.
You know, that's what I've read. I don't know. But I'm not into being submissive, to be honest with you. But sometimes, I mean, yeah, sometimes I like to lie back and, you know, and have
Take
the woman do
break.
All the work.
Get
but that's
my
as far
side.
As I'm taking it. You know, I don't need to be chained and shit like that.
Right,
you
but being chained and then, like, it's just an exponential factor of also being told to lay down. It's just one step above the other.
Right.
So it's all on a spectrum.
Right.
But fantasies, I'm telling you, if you really got drunk with some of your friends and you really told your friends, I mean, it is a complicated, weird, dark world out there.
Yeah.
To be honest. And it should be okay. That's what everyone is allowed.
Yeah. No, that's true. You know, I mean, I'll say I was most experimental in my life when I was in my 20s.
Sure,
you know?
Sure.
So I tried different things and stuff, but I never really got into this. And today I just ask myself, do I really need this in my life?
Yeah, does it turn you on? Yes or no, exactly.
It doesn't turn me on. That's one thing. Another thing is that I enjoy vanilla sex so much that I'm not looking for something else. But I think many people, you know, after you get the boredom sinking in,
sure,
you know, after 10 years, 15 years.
Sure.
That's why in a relationship like this, where they just met, I'm sure it happens a lot, but as far as like couples and things, I think they get into that because they look for something.
Spice it up.
Yes, spice it up.
Marinate it. And it doesn't have to be chains. It can be just telling the person to like get back in bed or take that off. It can be just like that power. You know what I mean?
Well, but that's not quite the BDSM.
No, but there's levels. There's levels.
There's levels.
So if you want to play around with it and dip, yeah, there's a spectrum.
Yeah. Like spread your legs.
Yeah.
Fuck you. Like
Okay.
Well, that's not BDSM.
But no, but, it, no, but it's a power.
But it's dominant.
The whole thing is about control.
Yeah,
and
that's
so that's
true.
What the sexy part is. But, you know, you can then take it to a whole other
that's
level.
True. That's true. Yeah. No, I mean, if a woman pulled my head towards her and forced me to perform
cunnilingus,
I would love that. That's what I love.
That's what you say.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. So that's a sort
that's
of
a
like
part
the,
of it.
The submissive
that's
part
right.
that I can go with.
That's what I'm saying. Now you can understand that it's that power dynamic is the sexy part about it.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's not fun where you're like, you're cute, you're hot, let's keep going.
Right. But they take it to master and slave and that. And yeah, I mean,
some people
look,
like horseplay, like,
you said, like you
some weird shit.
Right.
People like dress like the furries they get in fur costumes and like hump each other. I don't know if there's holes or not.
I know.
These are conventions
like
of these
balloons.
People. Yeah. There's spreading pudding on yourself.
Yeah,
so to me, I'm like, you have no, people go cray cray.
Yeah.
So if this is what they like, who cares?
Exactly. And I tell you, I keep saying this, but I think people get really screwed up when sex becomes enmeshed with something else in your childhood and then it fucks up your head, you know, and then you associate one thing with sex and another thing with
sex. And that's the story. Is that's what happened with this guy.
Yeah, right?
Exactly.
He was abused or something? Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, I guess. I don't know. How would they explain it otherwise?
Well, some people just like it.
Yeah.
I just think it's none of our business.
It's so extreme.
Who's
though?
It hurting?
No, I'm not saying it's hurting. I don't think we're being judgmental.
No, no, I'm saying to people who
opinions.
Are haters, not you.
Right.
I'm saying like what everyone's like, I can't believe, or protesting outside. I'm
how
does this affect you?
Because people feel threatened by it.
By
I
why?
Think. I don't know.
It has nothing to do with them.
They feel threatened.
All right. Then don't go see the movie.
I mean,
then don't see the movie.
Look, I just saw the trailer. To be honest with you, I felt a little uncomfortable watching it.
Great, but I bet, okay, so cool. So you probably wouldn't see it.
And I saw the first one. No, I will see it.
Oh,
I will see it.
But I'm saying for
but
the
But it is uncomfortable for me, and I wonder why. I don't know why it is.
It, you know why? Is it pushing your norms of what you normally feel like you see?
I don't know. I just
it feels
feel
a little
like
edgier than you'd probably
see. I feel
see.
He's taking advantage of her innocence.
Oh,
kinda.
Honey. She asked for it many, many times.
Really?
Oh, honey.
Oh, okay.
So a submissive is actually in control. I don't know this much. I've just read the damn books.
So in essence, she got into it and now she's asking
she's
for it.
She's very much asking for it. So she's actually this very like engaged, very self-sustained woman who she's the one in control.
Yeah.
And she asks. She loves it. She loves it. So what two consensual adults can do whatever they want.
Yeah.
It's not my business.
No, that's true. But I mean, we're discussing it.
No,
you
I know.
Talk about
I guess
it.
I said, I feel like the protesters, I'm always like, you know, you don't have to see the movie.
Yeah.
Like you could just not go.
Right. Well, protesters, you know, I mean, do you like them or don't you like them?
Hey, I will defend their right to protest to the day I die.
There you go, you know.
Even though I'm like, what are you doing?
I'll still
protect you. Yeah.
But who's got time to protest 50 Shades for crying out loud?
Yeah, there's so many other really there's people dying. There's starvation. Yeah.
I know.
We could do a lot better. Yeah, there's a lot of things going on.
Yeah. So. But, you know, there's a whole BDSM community and stuff. I mean, we don't know shit about it.
Oh, my God. And it's a strong community. Do you, you want to know why? That movie, the first movie was just dreadful. That movie made bank.
Really?
Bank. There is a very strong
And the books probably made even more, no?
They made, it was on a top list like weeks and weeks. Yeah, it was millions and millions.
And it has been, like you said, about 6 years ago.
Yeah, it was, I thought it was about like six. Yeah. It was, this became a cult.
Yes.
This became a phenomenon. So when you have that much money involved, there, of course, Universal's like, put it up.
Right. But when you think about the target audience, mostly women, maybe mommies, you know, like mothers or whatever, then you wonder, wow, you know, I mean, there's a lot of people interested
in it's
this.
Touching. I mean, it's touching. It's sparking so many people's interest. I mean, that book went nuts. So obviously it's touching on something. Pun intended.
What it is, you know?
Because I think it's the sense that,
Does it make women feel liberated?
Oh, yeah. It's, really? To me, when I read it, it was like, you know, you always have the romance novel of like, I know this is going to sound crazy because I'm a feminist, but like this guy coming in and kind of like rescuing someone. That's sort of your like normal formula. Mm. And in this way, he does it, but then she like comes back and changes him. And so, but it's a basic romance novel, but just taken up to a high level of sexiness.
Right. See, what bothers me, I think, is the fact that she likes it and she asks for it.
But why is that bad?
Why does it bother me?
Yeah.
I don't know.
What if someone likes putting like green face paint on their face?
Maybe because it seems like maybe I wouldn't be able to please her or something if she needs something beyond regular sex? Like I don't think that's it. I need a psychologist.
Yeah, because I'm fascinated at what emotion is it making you feel other than uncomfortable? Is it you feel?
Yeah,
like
I'm trying to think. Maybe jealous maybe something like that.
Okay,
maybe.
I think we should explore this.
Yeah, right.
Very interesting.
Very interesting stuff.
Yeah.
But
because you see,
because I mean, look, I see guys like in movies, in romance with women all the time.
Sure,
there's no jealousy there or anything. Sure. You know, I mean, it's just like you feel it's a regular love
like
story,
like a rom com.
But here, something's
you're
amiss.
Touching something with
I don't know what it is.
Interesting.
Maybe because it has to do with sex and power and everything.
Yeah, and I think it's always touchy when you combine those two, especially with anything like. Obviously, like that's you could hurt someone with, but it's if you do read them and actually see them, she's the one in control the whole time.
Yeah, you see, and that's the thing. Maybe I'm feeling she's not in control.
Yeah, she's in control.
Right.
Like in the end of the last, leaves his ass.
Yeah,
and he goes crazy.
And so in the first one, she well, in the beginning, she didn't really ask for it, right?
Right, correct.
She was just going along with it.
She was, like, really into this guy, and he was into her, and he was like, here's...
So I think I was waiting for it, any moment for her to say, fuck you, I don't like this, I'm leaving.
She does.
Right.
In the book, she does. And
right,
then he
and she
gets
did
her
in the movie, right? In
the first and then one. He gets her back, and then in the end of the movie, he goes, like, too far with it, and she's like, I don't like this feeling like a punishment, so she just books it.
Right.
And so then he comes back, and he says, I will no longer be... a punishment, I'm going to give you like love. And then that's the only time she takes him back.
Oh, wow.
But they play. That's the only
they
thing.
Play. That's the thing. It becomes a game because, and
but
they're saying it's not a bad thing because you talk a lot about it when you do it, I guess. Right?
Yeah.
You have to agree on things.
Yeah. And you have to have safe words. You know, I'm always like, what would be your safe word, Sam?
Mine?
Yeah. It has to be something not
who cares?
Sexy.
I don't
people
know.
Would
I never
say
thought
like
about it.
Hippopotamus.
Yeah, right?
Bananas.
Safe word. My God. No, I don't think I'm going to get myself to that point. Not in this lifetime. I enjoy sex the way it is.
Vanilla.
There's a lot to do. We're not talking just missionary position.
No.
We're just saying no tools or
AIDS. Hardware.
Yeah, hardware.
Got it.
Nothing is needed.
Maybe some like candles. That's it.
Yeah, you know, and a lot of
they have vanilla sex. They call it vanilla sex in the book.
Yeah,
and they have great vanilla sex.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah.
So it's not
that's
all
what
that
they
hard.
Call. I mean, that's what they call it. It's if it's not like if it doesn't have all kinds of different flavors on it, it's vanilla.
Yeah.
But there's definitely a lot to do with vanilla sex. I mean, hey, I'm 56 years old. Never got into BDSM. I still feel I have a lot to discover in vanilla sex. You know, so I don't need this really.
There you go.
Yeah, you know. And I mean, before I get to BDSM, there's a lot of other things
there's
I'd like to do.
Way more things you could try.
Right?
Totally. Totally. There's some weird ass things out there.
I'm telling you, you know.
The tickling thing on HBO, there's a documentary people love getting tickled.
Yeah, you know, and not even that, but like maybe a foursome or an orgy.
Oh, I see.
Something like that.
More like
a
Westworld situation of
something like that, you know, maybe something like that. I've been in a situation of me and two women.
Oh,
yeah. There was
wow.
So, yeah, but that was that was a certain situation where sex was.
Was this in the 70s?
Okay. It was no, actually, this was in the 90s.
Wow.
But I went to a swingers club.
Oh.
By myself, believe it or not.
There
were not that many to take single guys, but I befriended the owners there. They were an older couple.
Right, tell me
more. That was in Vegas. I lived in Vegas at the time, and I was single. And I was curious, so I went there. And so single guys pay $10 more or something. You go in, and it's a big house.
Is it just like a normal house?
Yeah, okay. but really big.
Okay,
and
got it.
It was kind of cheesily decorated.
Yeah, I can feel. I'm picturing like tinsel.
Like rugs all over the place. Yeah. They had a jacuzzi indoors, which was cool.
Yeah, I like jacuzzi.
But so do you want to hear the story?
No, I'm like dying. I want to hear absolutely every detail. I just want to go slow. So there's tinsel, there's jacuzzi. I'm feeling it. It's cheesy. Yeah. Are you uncomfortable?
Cheesy. No, not really. Wow. I mean, I just go there. I was a little high. Smoked some weed.
Got it.
So I went in there. And
I'd be so fucking nervous.
Yeah, at first, you're very nervous, you know. And I just sort of just hung around and stuff. And people are just nice, you know. It's like the main room. You don't see any sex going on. Eventually, maybe someone's walking around with a towel around them or something.
I see. Okay.
But, yeah, when you go
to the main room. Are they in clothes? Like, are we a cocktail attire?
Some people are. Yeah.
Oh,
I mean,
I see.
No, okay. No, not cocktail attire, but people come in, you know, in jeans, t-shirts, whatever.
Got it. Okay, keep going.
So it's not like you go to the main room and there's an orgy right away.
Got it.
Okay. So there's people around, you know, there's mostly couples, and then there were a couple of single girls, you know?
Okay, yeah.
So, I mean, look, what I'm saying is they look, they were not like Miss America or anything,
right,
okay? But they were attractive enough,
sure.
You know, to...
Hey, good looking.
Yeah, and I don't even remember how that happened, but there's another story that I'll give you in a minute that was more detailed.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but in this one, we just started talking, you know, and that's
nice.
The thing. You talk like it's a normal thing and stuff.
Yeah, of course.
And then you kind of like move to another room.
Like,
or
how? That's,
you know?
My question.
So she
how
had her friend
what
there.
She, what do
but
you do?
But the three of us were talking.
Okay.
So we went into a room. And,
but who gets
and
the just, initiation to go to the room? Does she? Do you hit a head nod?
They're like, come join us.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, okay. Let's, Barry, that's good.
Because at first we were talking. I don't even remember what we were talking
who
about,
cares?
But I'm sure it had to do with that place.
Yeah,
you know?
You're not. I mean, like, so tell me about the Mets.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
We don't care about the politics
no.
at the time. So we were talking and stuff. And look, what I remember is just mostly the act itself.
Sure.
And just like I'm sure you've seen in porn, a guy, two girls, a lot of different things you can do.
For sure.
And I totally, totally enjoyed it.
There
I
you
truly
go.
Enjoyed it. At first, I had some performance anxiety because
sure.
you were with two women.
It's a little overwhelming.
A little overwhelming.
I can't imagine.
But what you do is you have to create a situation where it's not you having to satisfy everybody.
Yeah.
It's the three of you together
yes.
and kind of, you know. So, God, yeah, I liked it a lot. But I got to tell you the other story, which is a lot more, like, memorable.
All right, hit me.
But I've never been in a foursome or anything or any more than that.
Okay.
So I don't know what that's like.
Mm.
And so when I was saying I could pursue that, yeah, I would like to see group sex. I would like to experience that.
I'm sure there's like houses out here in LA.
Yeah, there are like
swingers
places.
But like how do you find that? Oh, yeah, I see.
Oh, yeah, just go online. It's
oh,
all
I see.
Over the place.
It's crazy.
All over the place. And they have parties. It's a lifestyle. They call it a lifestyle.
It is a lifestyle.
And many couples are like that. And people you would never imagine in a million years, like your neighbors. And... yeah, and they like it, but the fact is, look, you have to have a strong relationship to be able to weather seeing somebody else having sex with your spouse.
Right.
Right?
Right.
But at the same
like,
time, you also
fetish,
know
you know?
Going back home together,
yeah,
you know?
Right.
Yeah, and that's a fetish.
That's
too,
a fetish,
probably.
Like voyeurism, you know?
Exactly, like needing more. But they probably feel, look, we both feel we want to have sex with other people, but we love each other. Let's do it.
Okay.
And
I'm all
together.
For more. I'm just like, whatever you want to do and whatever
yeah.
floats your boat. And if it is indeed floating boats that get you off and enjoy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I know. Whatever floats your boat. You're not hurting me.
I know. So, yeah, that's true. So anyway, so let me put this out there. Yeah. I don't believe I'm telling this story because I only would tell this to friends, okay?
We're all friends here,
so
Sam.
This is
lean in, everyone.
A million different people around the world. What's he going to tell us now?
Talking
early 90s in Vegas. I go to a swingers place, and this was another time, another night. And I go there. I decided I was a little more comfortable, so I went to the jacuzzi. Mm-hmm. I think naked.
Wow.
Yeah.
This because is a great picture everybody, in my
head. Yeah, because a lot of people were naked in there. I thought, okay, whatever, right? You got to get in the mood.
If you're going to go big or go home.
Exactly, you know. So, and then I'm talking, and a couple of other people come in and stuff, and then this woman to my right starts talking to me. And we're talking, and yeah, you know, my... we were just talking about something. Suddenly, your hand is on my cock. Right?
Whoa!
On my penis or on my cock, however
wow.
you want to hear this. And we're talking. She's like, yeah, you wanna join me over there? She says, my husband's here. He'd
Whoa.
Like to watch.
Whoa!
But I like.
So that's
you to,
the fetish for them.
Me.
Okay.
I guess.
Okay.
So I said, yeah, sure, whatever,
wow,
right?
Oh, Sam.
Yeah. So, okay, so we go to another room. Now, this looks like a group room, mm-hmm. but there's nothing going on in there yet. It was earlier in the evening. So, so I started having sex with her, right? And figuring people are probably going to watch and whatever, you know, but I'm really getting into it and all this stuff. Suddenly, I'm like banging her. I'm opening my eyes. There's like a whole group of people watching us.
Oh, my God.
And her husband's there, and he's like checking, watching us and stuff.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, what the fuck?
Wait, didn't
like,
you expect that?
I'm performing for people. No, but I felt that performing for people there.
It changed, the dynamics changed.
Right. And suddenly I'm like, I can't believe I'm doing this.
Did it just
know?
Turn
it's
you
like,
off or did you like
no,
it?
No, it just, it gave me, look, I was in my, I was in my 30s.
Yeah.
So I was full of energy. Let's put it that way.
Sure, sure.
Okay? I had a lot in me.
Sure.
So I could do it no problem. I didn't have any anxiety or anything like that. And,
but it was so weird.
But it was weird as hell,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was really
I
weird.
I can't imagine that.
And then I sat with the three of them and we had coffee.
That is so weird.
Isn't that though? But, and they explained to you, you know, this is like a lifestyle. You know, we like this, we like that. This is it, this is that.
Hey, peaceful
and
people.
And I'm just like, yeah, we all won. Nobody lost.
Yeah, it's a win-win.
Yeah,
I'm
exactly.
just like, if you're into it, do it.
You know?
God, that so, is cray yeah, cray. Sam, you were crazy in the 90s.
I'm telling you.
Little tiger.
Yeah.
Rawr.
It's after I got divorced, you know. So that was after a few years of being in a marriage. I was
That's
crazy.
What happened. You got to go crazy.
I know, you know. So rawr. I started doing some crazy shit.
Wow.
But,
would you ever go now?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I would.
Oh, there you go.
I would. I should. I don't know, though. I mean,
you got to go because the stories are phenomenal.
The stories are always phenomenal.
You got to come back and tell these stories.
But the thing is, mostly you have to have a partner to go with, somebody to go with you.
Oh, you can't just,
you can't just
see.
Go. There's no singles. Because think about it.
That
if
is
it
a little creepy.
So they let single girls there.
Sure, sure, sure.
And
sure.
couples. But single guys, you'll have it. 90% guys.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's, so that's why they do it.
Yeah.
But if you have a partner, and some places won't let any singles there, you know, it's just couples. So, and certain places will only let you in if you're good looking and stuff.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
I didn't know there's a whole world about this.
There's a whole world about this.
My God. There's so pressure from everyone.
There's pressure. There's
you can't
everything.
Win
Are
here,
you
man.
Me?
Just have,
but people want to have, you know, they figure, look, I'm attractive. I want to have
You have
sex,
beautiful people
Just
sex.
With beautiful people. And we're going to start a group that way, you know.
God.
But the one I'm telling you about was just about anything goes. Anybody was there. And it was people just like neighbors.
Yeah.
You know,
did you feel like
people,
in Vegas there
people?
Were more of those, like more densely populated because it's Vegas?
I don't know, because in the 90s it wasn't as dense as it is
I
now.
I see, yeah.
I lived there in the 70s too, and it
I
man,
was gonna say
it
that's
was a
what
desert.
I thought. Yeah, yeah. Oh,
yeah,
I see.
It was a desert. I mean,
really?
There was like only about 100,000 people when I moved there in 1976.
Wow.
Yeah. Today you probably have a couple million or something.
Wow.
I don't
Can
know,
you imagine that expansion in that time
yeah.
period?
Yeah. No, I wouldn't say a couple million. I mean, LA has four, so it can be 2 million.
But it's got
to
be.
But it's got to be maybe close yeah. to a million or something.
Wow.
And yeah, I mean, Vegas is very dense. As much area as they have there, it's grown so much,
so
and the
much.
Traffic is horrendous.
Yeah. I can spend a good maybe 48 hours in Vegas.
That's about it.
And right? then I'm
and
out.
Stay on the strip. Don't drive anywhere.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, yeah. Yeah. Like, I ended up doing a show in downtown Las Vegas, which I stupidly thought was like the strip, but it was like not. It was just kind of a creepier version.
Yeah.
And it was an experience to have.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I know. I haven't been downtown, I got to tell you, maybe 20 years there.
Yeah. I mean, ever some parts were great. It was just an uncomfortable. I was like, yeah, it was a bad part of town.
Yeah. They upgraded it because it used to be just a normal street, you know, mm-hmm. not where you could walk. And I'm talking 76, 77. I was like 17 years old. We would cruise up and down Fremont Street. Just like people would do here on Van Nuys Boulevard. If you've ever seen American Graffiti or any of these movies where the people would cruise up and down the street and pick up girls.
Is cruising just, you're just driving?
You're just driving.
What's the difference between driving and cruising?
Very slow. Yeah. And
just cruising.
Yeah, because what it means is that you're going very slow. So it's like bumper to bumper, right? Okay, so you have an opportunity to talk to the people going the other way.
Ah,
so if you see a car guys and girls.
I see. That doesn't happen at all anymore.
So that's how you pick them up. No.
Now I'd be like, get away from me. Stranger danger. Stranger danger.
But here, that's what we did. That's how we found people.
Right, how else are you going to? You don't have cell phones.
Yeah, no, that's true. But we did have high school. You know, I mean, we knew a lot of people in high school. But if you wanted to meet other people.
Cruising.
I'm telling you, that was the best time we met. We had some of the wildest sex. And I mean, I'm talking 16, 17, 18 years old.
Wow. You know? Cruising.
I mean, there would be like people would pass out like flyers. There's a party at Mount Charleston. You know, bring kegs, bring this, bring that. And you'd go there and it's just party out of nowhere with weed and alcohol and stuff. And
I feel like you're in one of those John Hughes movies.
Right?
Yeah.
That's exactly what it was like.
Wow.
I'm telling you.
You must
really
miss it.
Funny. I do miss it. You know, it was funny.
Awesome.
But I have the music to take me back there. You know?
Yeah, yeah. Sure.
And the memories and the pictures and stuff. But 70s, living in the 70s in Vegas was something.
Just incredible.
Yeah. But then in the 90s, you know, I lived there and I worked for Debbie Reynolds at her hotel and casino.
Sure.
And worked with her son, and we made a super cool Hollywood museum that's like audiovisual.
Wow.
So with 3D animation and costumes and everything that she's collected, $50 million worth of stuff. And we featured it, and it was like the most amazing thing.
Oh, man.
And it's too bad they had to close it down because she got taken by the management team.
She got taken by everybody, man.
She did.
Poor woman. But she was always funny about it until the end.
Yeah.
But she got swindled by a lot of people.
She really did. So, yeah. So, in the 90s, still, I think sex was pretty... pretty free. I mean, I don't even remember wearing condoms at the time.
Well, 90s. That so, I grew 94. Up in the 80s and the 90s, and that's like, to me, was... STDs.
Right.
So everything was like, sex was like,
but there was no
terrifying.
AIDS. I mean, but AIDS wasn't that.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
that's when 85. It started in 85, and the 90s were major. That was when AIDS was a major thing.
So there must have been
thing.
Condoms. I can't
imagine. Oh, it has to be.
Yeah, I can't
imagine. The 90s were the time for condoms.
Right.
That's when it all started.
Yeah.
Because I grew up in the 80s.
I don't remember much, yeah. Don't remember much of my 30s, man. That's funny. We're jumping in years like crazy.
You have a fascinating life, sir.
Yeah, right?
What do you want?
I know. I got to write the book, man.
It's fascinating.
But that's fine because I have it all written. It doesn't have to be written. You can listen to 8 years worth of shows.
But maybe use that as... But people like to have a different medium.
That's true. I'll have to go through all my shows.
Yes.
And collect stuff.
Why wouldn't you? This would be... You could call it something funny like
brain farts.
That's great. That's like, good. I was like, thinking like on air or something.
That's true, right?
Something about the radio. I don't know. I thought I had a good one and I was like broadcasting. Yeah. I'm like, no, that's not good. I don't know. I think it'd be great. You have such an interesting life.
Yeah, I do. And it's not defined by broadcasting by any means. So that's why I wouldn't call it.
No, but I meant like, I guess broadcasting about like you did the beta work. You've always been in sort of like that. I guess you've done a lot of different things.
Yeah, though. I have. Yeah. I really have. You know,
yeah.
I mean, the radio's only been the past 9 years. But yeah, I've done a lot in my life, you know. And
but you always sort of work with technology,
happy.
I
yeah,
guess.
Yeah, I have. Yeah, I have. But in the 70s, moving here from Israel to Las Vegas.
What a trip.
Being exposed to all these great parties. Getting my driver's license when I was 16 years old. I got this, huge car. It was a Buick Electra, but it was cheap, you know?
Yeah,
it was like $1,000.
Sure.
So I bought it. I disappeared in there. You know, people thought it was my parents' car when I drove it.
Buicks are big.
But can you imagine at 16 being able to drive to high school, to school? I was like in heaven.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
You know, I mean, in Israel, Maxima. They didn't have that. Yeah. You know? So you come here, you go, shit, I'm 16 years old. I get to drive to school like the teachers and park next to them.
That's nice. Wow. That's good.
So I loved America, man. I was not going back.
Nope.
And I stayed.
And you love it.
40 years later,
there
man.
There you go.
Wow.
I just drove in back of a car, and it was a Ford Probe.
Yes.
What? Oh, I remember the Probe. That's a terrible name.
Right. And it looked like a spaceship, kind of.
The Ford Probe. I was like, what is this trash heap?
That's true. That's probably from the 90s or
something.
Oh,
it's got to be. But yeah. Probe, someone should have thought that one through. No thanks.
I know. Don't probe
what
me.
What the hell?
All right, folks. Well, this is it for today. We could be talking for hours.
Yes, but, we could.
But we got to make room for the next show, folks. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Tori, thank you. Have a great weekend.
You too. Stay safe.
Yes, and we'll see you all on Monday.
Woo-hoo.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Tori, only on LA Talk Radio.